The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Trying to make me watch Luke Cage or something.
Oh, nice cock.
Yeah. All right, we ready?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 129 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets, Vince,
yay.
Mr. Short.
Hello.
How you been, fellas?
I've missed you so goddamn much.
I know.
It's been awful.
I would cry in my sleep, screaming your name. Justin!
I could hear it all the way into the undisclosed location. I could hear it. As I'd wake up in a cold sweat going, they need me.
My people need me.
I didn't even think it was weird when I had my thumb in my butt and I was eating my pillow.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's just Thursday.
Yeah, that's...
But you just want to get right into the show?
Yeah, we're Skeets.
Laying down beside me.
Okay.
On the floor, so...
I don't know whether you said...
He's actually here. He's not, you know, mythically here like he has been the last couple weeks on the show.
Yeah, he's been with us in spirit.
Yes.
Has he been humping stuff, thinking of Vince?
No.
Oh,
which
man.
Is weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
I think it's because Vince has been calling for me instead of Skeets, so...
Yeah.
He'd fuck me anyway.
He might. Gotta get him fixed. But...
Oh.
Yeah, now it's sad.
Oh.
All right, well, let's get into it. TV news this week. For the first time ever on any streaming service, the entire run of Smallville is now available on Hulu. So if you have... You have Hulu, don't you, Short?
I do.
So
it's a good show.
Yeah, you can watch all of Smallville.
I might not watch that.
It's actually not bad.
Okay, I'll check it out.
I like.
Gotta finish Luke Cage.
Black guy wins. Sorry, spoiler.
Oh.
Or the black guy in the hoodie wins. You know, giant Trayvon. Yeah.
Wow, that early, huh?
I missed you guys.
Jesus, the Google jokes so this early. Damn.
Yeah. Just wait till I figure out how to do sound drops now. So.
Oh, shit.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. All right. Next thing I have, Amazon Studios announced that it has picked up The Tick for a complete series for 2017. So we're getting a whole season of it.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
I saw some screenshots and it looks awful.
I watched the pilot. The pilot wasn't bad, but if you're going to have a show called The Tick, you need to have The Tick in it more.
Yeah, that would make sense.
It was basically the Arthur story, which I didn't.
Oh.
It's not called Arthur because then I would want Dudley Moore. But.
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody got that.
Well, you did.
Oh.
It's sad, but an alcoholic movie. Of course you got it.
Of course. Hey, fuck you.
All right. Science Channel has announced Mythbusters The Search, and they have hired Kyle Hill from Nerdist to be the host of the show. What is that in the background? You're killing me. Hey, it's gone.
Yeah, Timmy, knock it off, you fucker.
I don't know what it was.
The new Mythbusters will not have Adam or Jamie, but will follow a group of contestants who all have backgrounds in science and building skills, and each week they will be challenged with busting certain myths. So...
Yeah, watch the episode where they try to make a Bedini motor.
Oh, really?
With no magnets in it.
Oh, that's not going to work.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Awesome. If anybody watches The Strain on FX... Based on the Del Toro books, FX has renewed it for a fourth season, but announced that will be the final season of the show. It's a pretty good vampire-ish show, but like not like Twilight vampires, but actual crazy, ugly vampires.
That's good.
I watched the first season of it. It's not bad.
Yeah. Have you seen these commercials for the new NBC show Timeless? This is where they're jumping back in time and like the Hindenburg lands without crashing, stuff like that.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, I've seen something about that.
Okay, well, NBC hasn't even aired the first episode yet, and they're already in an infringement lawsuit by the makers of a Spanish language series. Onza Partners have sued NBC Universal and Sony, claiming that Timeless is an unauthorized version of its show that's in Spanish, but the translation is The Ministry of Time. They contend it was in negotiations with Sony to produce a U.S. version of the series, which features a three-person team who hops through time to stop criminals from changing historical events. That's the exact plot and premise for the NBC version. So, yeah, you didn't just infringe, you stole.
So, that sounds like Time Cop.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Now I want Time Cop Rock. Can Van Damme sing?
He's going to.
He's gonna. Can we get Fabio to be his partner?
Fuck yeah.
He's gonna sing the songs from Boy from Oz.
I was gonna say Les Mis, but okay, we'll go with you.
Whatever. Same guy, right?
Yeah, sure it is. The Italian Job. You remember that movie?
Yeah, which one?
Probably that's the fantastic one. Probably based off the Wahlberg remake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You're getting a TV series from NBC about it.
Okay.
Was it good?
It was okay. It wasn't the Michael Caine version, but nothing is.
Oh, yeah, I like the Michael Caine one.
Netflix's remake of Lost in Space. We now have our main cast. Molly Parker from House of Cards will play Maureen Robinson. Toby Stevens will play John Robinson.
Toby.
Maxwell Jenkins will play Will, you know, Danger, Danger, Will Robinson.
Yes.
And Taylor Russell will play the eldest daughter, Judy. You know, just like the Jetsons.
Nice daughter, Judy.
Yep.
Where's the green thong? I mean, wait, what?
I don't remember that part.
That's the real 34 weird stuff.
She will, though. Yeah. Wait, is this a cartoon?
No, this is live action.
You said live action, didn't you?
Yep.
Sorry, I thought rule 34 and went crazy.
Yeah, I know you did.
All right. Yeah. Put some inky on my dinky.
Ew.
Now you're Asian.
I said nothing about tentacles. Nothing.
Well, I heard ink, I thought squid, and a tentacle. It all kind of works together.
You're a pervert.
Probably.
Yep.
Okay, the four-way crossover on the CW between Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow. We now know who the big bad villain is going to be. An alien race known as the Dominators.
An alien race known as the Jews.
Yeah. Extremely technologically advanced, skilled geneticist who lived a very strict caste system where your place in society is determined by how big of a circle you have on your head. Big red circle. They're interested in the genetic potential of metahumans.
So, show me what you got.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It was Nazis instead of Jews. My bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's
it. Always is.
So that's going to be your big bads for the big crossover event on CW. Do you like TV series based on movies?
No.
We already told usually. You about. Yeah, we already said about the Italian Job. How about The Purge?
That wouldn't be bad, actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
On ABC.
No, yeah. ABC Fam. Or no, sorry, that's Freeform now.
Yeah, so. Freeform.
On
there's
Bravo.
There's got to be queers in it, though.
Yeah, Bravo.
Yeah, Bravo. It's just gay guys going around beating up straight guys. Yeah.
Gay Googles it's from legal. Outer space.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, we are getting a TV series based on the Purge movies. No word on network yet, so.
Fox.
That sounds like a Fox.
It does. It really, well, I don't know the studio that makes it. If it's a Fox studio, then that would make sense. Couple sad things here for TV news. Cartoon Network has announced that Adventure Time will end in 2018.
Oh.
So he
it had a good run.
He either dies in the coma or he wakes up. It's whichever way.
You know what? That's cold, man. Why you gotta be like that?
Well, Calyu is just the fever dream of a kid dying of cancer. I mean, come on. It's all weird stuff crazy adults make for kids.
That's don't be like that. Why you gotta ruin my shit?
Because I got it all built up. It's been like a month since I've been able to do the show.
Oh, so you bring me up just to put me back down.
Yes, Buttercup, that's right.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
I was waiting for you to sing.
No, I'm not Dan.
Duh, thank God.
Why do you build me up, Buttercup, baby, just to let me down?
Let me down.
Mess me around.
Wow.
Night, everybody. We're done.
Yeah, that's it. The show's over. Fuck you guys.
It really can't get any better. Nope. Adam Reed has said that he plans to end Archer after its 10th season. So that will also be coming to an end.
Man, what the fuck?
I'd have no idea. Apparently, they don't like money.
Oh, well.
Last thing I have for TV news this week, Robert Kirkman, creator of Walking Dead, said in an interview with Kevin Smith that the book and the TV series will have different endings. So apparently they're going to diverge at some point, probably next season maybe, and they will have different endings. So makes sense because certain characters are on the TV show that aren't in the book and all that good stuff. Yeah. All right. Movie news. Oh, God.
Yeah, started off good.
Yeah, well, no. That ain't going to happen. Daisy Ridley and Elizabeth Debicki have joined the cast of Sony. There you go. They're going to do a live-action animated hybrid of Peter Rabbit.
Okay.
And guess who's going to be the voice of Peter Rabbit?
Mark Wahlberg.
Would be better than who they got.
Oh, God.
James Corden.
The late show guy?
Yeah, but actually he was an actor in England before they brought him over here for the host thing. Yeah, he's going to be the voice of Peter Rabbit, so.
I've never seen his show and he annoys the fuck out of me.
He was good on Doctor Who and then, yeah, so. All right. Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige revealed that Stan Lee flew down to Marvel's production in Atlanta and filmed 4 cameos in one day. So he's good for the next 4 movies. They filmed them all in one day for him, which I think is the we got to get these done in case Stan dies policy.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. He's getting ready to die.
Yeah.
No, he's not. That old Jew's going to live forever. Like they do.
Yeah.
You know I'm right.
Yeah.
Awkward silence.
Soros is still alive, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I knew who you meant.
You're goddamn right.
All right. Speaking of Sony, I hope they don't fuck this up. They are moving forward on their 5-film plan to joint film franchises based on the Valiant comic books company line. Harbinger and Bloodshot will be the first two, and they will culminate in a Harbinger Wars crossover film. Bloodshot was announced like a year ago, but that has been moved back to it's going to be the second movie they release. Harbinger will be first, and Bloodshot will be the villain in the Harbinger movie. So
that's good.
Yeah,
right.
I really hope Sony don't screw this up, but this is also the Fantastic Four company, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't they learn their lesson, though?
Yeah, after Darth Mickey had to come in and save them. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to Marvel. Doctor Strange is confirmed for Avengers Infinity War, which also confirms that his amulet that... Exactly.
Wow.
His Eye of Armagato, that amulet that he wears around his neck... is probably going to be an Infinity Stone.
Mm.
Kind of like the Loki Pokey stick from the first Avengers.
Loki Pokey Stick. Yeah. I like it.
Yep. Wow.
So, yep, there you go. Cumbersnoot Bendable Snatch will be in more movies.
Did you say Bendable Snatch?
Yep. It's like Asian. It can go straight or sideways. It's
hell yeah. Get them tentacles out, goddammit.
They are pretty resilient.
Yeah. Why do you think Godzilla keeps going back? Huh?
Wow.
All right. Sad news. Herschel Lewis, the godfather of gore, passed away at age 87. He was responsible for movies like Blood Feast, 2000 Maniacs, Scum of the Earth, She-Devil on Wheels, just all those types of great B-movies. He passed away.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. Next thing I got here, Mark Millar, the comic book writer. What the hell happened there?
It's, yeah, children.
All right, where was I? Mark Millar, who wrote like Wanted and Kick-Ass. His next thing is going to be called Superior, based off another book he has written. And he said he wants John Cena to play Superior in the movie. Basically, the story is, it's the story of a 12-year-old Simon Pooney, average kid until he's diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Soon afterwards, he retreats in a world of fantasy, you know, comics and stuff like that. He meets an alien monkey, because you got to have an alien monkey, who's willing to give him one magic wish. In his odd mindset, he wishes not only to be cured of his MS, but to be granted the powers to become his favorite superhero, Superior. Fox acquired the rights to the movie in 2014. And Matthew Vaughn, who produced Kick-Ass and directed Kingsman: The Secret Service, is going to produce. So you are going to get this.
And John Cena will be the superhero.
Yeah. And it fits. I can see it.
Yeah, he's half retarded. He could play a kid, right?
He did an Amy Schumer movie. Yeah, he is.
The monkey sounds awesome.
It does. Reminds wow. me of Detective Chimp. So many people don't get that.
Nobody gets that. But us, because we're old.
Yeah. Do you like sequels to movies you didn't want to begin with?
No.
Like Ghostbusters?
No, this was actually better than Ghostbusters. Will Forte and his writing partner are now currently writing MacGruber 2.
Yeah, I saw this.
So you're going to get that. Sorry.
I tried to watch the first one. I guess it's funny, but I just couldn't get into it.
Bits and pieces. It's got Kristen Wiig in it, so I figured you'd be pantless.
She is hot.
It's time to depress everybody.
Ghostbusters 3. 4.
Worse.
Truck moving through your house?
That ain't me.
Oh.
That's me. There's a car outside.
Jon Favreau. And Disney.
We're done. Thanks, folks.
You know he did the live-action Jungle Book, and it made almost $1 billion.
Yes.
Well, Disney has basically given him keys to the kingdom and announced he will direct a live-action version of The Lion King.
Good Lord.
Circle of life.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a wheel of fortune.
Was there wasn't any humans in Lion King, correct?
Correct.
There were black people. They were the monkeys, right?
Easy, Mufasa. I understand you could do Jungle Book because you had Mowgli, but how are you going to do live action? I don't think you're going to get a monkey to hold up a lion cub off of a cliff, live action.
It'd be funny to watch him try.
It really would. Wow. Wrong way, Clyde.
Left turn, Clyde. Wow.
All right, let's go back to good news here. You remember the movie Turbo Kid?
Yes.
We're getting a sequel. And okay. if you've not seen Turbo Kid, I highly recommend it. Very good movie. The sequel will take place right after the events of the first, so it will be just a continuation. That's awesome. Vince, I thought you would like this next story.
Oh, shit.
The estate of iconic singer Roy Orbison has pledged its cooperation with the Big O, Roy Orbison, a movie. Setting up what will be the first estate-authorized movie biopic. His sons are going to executive produce.
Oh, damn.
So.
I wonder who they're going to get to play Roy.
That, I don't know.
Paul Giamatti.
You know what worries me is I can see them going with Jack Black.
Ugh.
God, I hope not.
But it will follow his life all the way from his solo career all the way up to Traveling Wilburys and his sad death. If this is half as good as the Hank Sr. Walk the Line movie, it'll be great.
I still haven't seen that Hank Sr. movie
yet. You need to watch that movie.
I've heard it's fucking fantastic.
It should have won awards. And that, you know how I am with giving out awards.
Yeah,
Loki should have won.
Yeah, Loki knocked it out of the park.
Amazing. Yeah. His Royal Highness J.J. Abrams said that a Portal movie announcement is imminent. So.
Dicks out, boys.
Well, that leads into our next story. Person of interest actor Winston Duke has landed the role of the villain M'Baku in Marvel's Black Panther movie. M'Baku is also the Man-Ape. And yes, they got a black guy to play Man-Ape.
Well, of course they did. Who else were they going to get? A white person?
Vincent D'Onofrio. So I figured you said dicks out. I had a story about an ape.
Yeah, the portal thing, that's cool, though.
Yeah, and I think JJ is executive producing, so we shall see.
Yeah, I'm into that.
All right. Last thing I have for movie news. Johnny Depp has pretty much moved to just supporting roles now. It looks like he's going to join the Murder on the Orient Express remake. Director Kenneth Branagh is going to play Hercule Poirot. The cast also has Michelle Pfeiffer, Daisy Ridley, Dame Judi Dench, and Michael Pena. So this could be quite good. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, damn.
That's kind of a heavy hitter lineup. So
it's not going to be set in modern times, though, is it? It's going to be set in...
No, Branagh's doing it like it should have been.
Oh, damn. I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it goes. I mean, it can't be Lone Ranger bad. It was pretty bad. Yeah.
Still haven't seen it.
Don't. Comic book news. I only have one thing this week, and that is just, you remember we told you about the Thundercats Masters of the Universe He-Man crossover?
Yes.
It will be a 6-issue miniseries. The first issue will come out this week on the 5th.
The 5th.
Fifth. So that is when it is starting. So that's it for comic books this week.
In and out, baby.
Oh, and now let's go deep in because it's time for wrestling.
Yeah, because I forgot one weekend.
And the Ballad of TNA. Holy Christ. Jesus Christ. All right. First, it was reported that Billy Corgan, you know him, he likes to smash fruit.
Is a pumpkin a fruit?
Sure. It's a gourd.
I thought of Gallagher when you said that.
Now I want Gallagher to open for Smashing Pumpkins.
And bash Billy Corgan's head in with a fucking mallet.
That would be hilarious. I would watch that.
I would too.
But it was reported that Billy Corgan was trying to buy the TNA outright. It was also reported that WWE were also bidding because they wanted the video library for the network. There were rumors that tonight's pay-per-view was off, as well as future TV tapings, because they did not have the money to run. Well, it has come out that somebody, not Billy Corgan, not Dixie Carter, it's not known yet who,
Meshach Taylor,
has given the money to the company that will fund it to the end of the year. So Bound for Glory will happen tonight. Eddie Edwards will replace Drew Galloway because he's out, I believe, with a neck injury. Meltzer reports that there today will be an internal meeting in Orlando between management, talent, and everything else regarding the future of the company. So there will be a lot more to this story probably this coming next week, but apparently a sale will happen.
We should buy it.
It has so much debt, it ain't funny. That's the problem with the company, is it's so in debt.
Damn.
If we had $100 million, we could buy it. But, all right. Next thing I have, former tag team champ Devon Dudley of the Dudley Boys is back with WWE, but he is working backstage as an agent. Apparently, he started at Clash of Champions, which was in Indianapolis. So, former WWE and TNA wrestlers Sean Daivari and Ken Anderson have opened a wrestling school in Minnesota.
Mm.
So, let's see.
We're going to Nanny's. Get your shoes on.
Get your shoes on.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. They're going to Nanny's.
You might need your pants, too.
Yeah, because I'm in my boxers right now.
Did not want to know that. All right. WWE held a invitation-only tryout, basically, at the Performance Center in Orlando. 40 athletes included Ronda Rousey's teammate, Shayna Baszler, independent wrestler, veteran Eddie Kingston, as well as, here's some of the females that were invited, Heidi Lovelace from Indiana, Princess Kimberly, from both of them are from Chikara, Nicole Savoy from Shimmer, Sue Young, because you need Asians. For the males, aside from Eddie Kingston, you had 6'6", 300-pound Cedric Rougeau, who is the son of former WWE wrestler Jacques Rougeau, who you guys probably remember as the Mountie.
Mm.
You remember the Mountie?
Yep.
Yeah, it's his son. The Samoan werewolf Jacob Fatu, who was the son of the Tonga Kid, because God knows they need more Samoans.
A Samoan werewolf.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. Jeff Parker and Matt Lee, a Canadian tag team who's already been on NXT TV. Let's see. Also joined were former Buffalo Bills fullback Corey Knox and endurance athlete Ella Ann Kokiba. She does Tough Mudders and Spartan Race and stuff like that. So
that sounds awesome.
Yeah. A couple of those really need picked up, but who knows?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Shoes on the wrong foot.
Yeah. Editing. I'm an awesome editor.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, we'll just edit that out. We'll just leave it a fuck in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Why does it sound like a ghost is coming through your thing? Oh, I'll edit it out. It's fine.
Ooh, I couldn't. I'm sorry. It sucked. All right.
Paige posted an update. She's already suspended for the wellness thing, but it looks like she is going to have neck surgery and will be out for quite some time. So who knows when she'll be back. Her boyfriend, Alberto Del Rio, was released from the company, and he is already back in Mexico wrestling.
Alberto. I had this story last week.
Yeah. This may be the craziest wrestling story I have ever heard. I found this on Pro Wrestling Sheet. Jamie Noble has been hospitalized after he was stabbed twice early Wednesday morning inside of a trailer park. Now, you hear trailer park and you think, you know, giggles, and but they showed a picture of his house. It's nice. It's trailer park in quotations. But Mercer County Sheriff's Office said Jamie allegedly returned home early in the morning from a WWE event after a long drive and left to get a snack while his girlfriend took a bath. Upon returning to his home, a driver pulled in behind his car and got out and accused him of cutting him off on the road. Jamie apologized, but the two men continued to argue, and Noble eventually took the man to the ground. Police say then two other men got out of the suspect's car, and at least one stabbed Jamie once in the upper back and once in the mid-back spine area.
That sucks.
EMS were called, and he was eventually treated and taken to the emergency room. Apparently, WWE is aware of the situation. They've already made contact with the police. So, damn.
Yeah, what the hell?
Road rage. But it's not you, it's your buddies that do it. So, do you remember Ryback?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, his actual name was Ryan Reeves. It was. A representative for the Clark County Court has confirmed that Ryan Reeves will henceforth be known as Ryback Reeves. In the eyes of the law, he officially changed his name to Ryback, which means WWE cannot copyright it because it is now technically his name. So basically, he pulled an Ultimate Warrior. Because that's the same thing Warrior did way back in the day.
That's awesome.
It's pretty smart.
Business-wise, it's incredibly smart. Last thing I have for wrestling is Luke Harper has been medically cleared to return to the ring, so look for him back on TV shortly. All right. Sports news. And this is just sad. The King has died. Arnold Palmer passed away at age 87.
Yeah, that sucks.
Arguably the best golfer of all time. Yeah, Nicholas had more majors. Tiger had more majors. But when those guys call you the king, you're the guy. So,
well, he really brought it to the forefront early.
He was basically the first sports superstar of the TV era.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. He was like the first TV golf guy.
Yeah. Because he was the first really to break out when TV started. He was really the first that had major galleries following him around as he played. If you've ever heard of Arnie's Army, that they called themselves that because there were so many of them that followed him when he played. So, yeah, that was sad. I believe it was at home in Pittsburgh, if I remember reading their story right. And we'll just go right into the next sad news. This happened right before you guys recorded last week. Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, one of the best pitchers in the majors, passed away last Sunday morning after a boating accident. And the whole team just was crushed, and it was sad. He was a very talented pitcher, and seeming, what the hell, are you bowling?
So, no, I hit my table with my knee.
Good job.
He defected from Cuba, and on the way to America, he had to save his mother from drowning, and just a hell of a story. Sad the way it ended in a boating accident. The next story I have for sports, LSU has fired head football coach Les Miles after 12 pretty successful seasons. The team was 2-2 this year when they just fired him. The next story I have here, this guy needs to be horrible things done to him. Missouri State quarterback Breck Reddick has been suspended after he, quote, shattered a dog's jaw with 3 punches. Apparently, he was dog-sitting his buddy's dog and just punched the dog 3 times and just shattered its jaw.
Why would you do such a thing?
Black guy?
No, white guy.
Huh.
Fucking white people beating up dogs and shit.
What the fuck?
this guy just needs skinned alive. I can't stand animal cruelties. So. All right.
But we eat animals.
Yeah, they're fucking delicious.
And on that note,
next story. This is basically for New York area people. The Super Fight, UFC 205 in New York City at Madison Square Garden. Your main event will be Eddie Alvarez defending his belt against Conor McGregor. Now, the fight will be for Alvarez's lightweight title. After Dana White and UFC announced this, Rafael Dos Anjos, who was supposed to get McGregor's next fight for his title, retired, saying that he could not trust the word of Dana White. So basically Dana White lied to him. You're going to get the next fight against McGregor. Oops, nope. He's going to go against Eddie in New York so we can hype that all to hell and make money. So Dana lied. Dos Anjos quit.
Fuckers.
Never trust a dude named Dana.
Oh, another fucking white guy.
Dana Carvey?
Turtle.
I was thinking Garth, but that fits as well.
Whatever.
All right. There's a restaurant in Virginia Beach called Crossroads Rock and Country Bar. And recently they have come under fire after they put down a replica of 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick's jersey on the floor, and they're using it as a doormat after his national anthem protest thing, which has spread through all the black power garbage. I don't even watch football this year. But yeah, so they're saying that, you know, you shouldn't use his jersey as a doormat.
So why not?
Whatever. Houston Texans have placed defending defensive MVP J.J. Watt on injured reserve with a back injury. He most likely will miss the rest of the season. So if you have the Texans defense on your fantasy team, now's the time to switch. Short, do you have the Lady Gaga story?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll skip that one. The last thing I have for sports this week is heavyweight champ. This is for boxing. Tyson Fury tested positive for cocaine and will most likely be stripped of his belts. He has said in the past that he deals with emotional problems. It sounds like he's very bipolar, and he says he either deals with them with cocaine or tranquilizers.
He does cocaine.
Oh, he has to come out as Roxo. That'd be so good. But he was supposed to defend the belt against Klitschko in a rematch. That was called off after he medically couldn't clear. But apparently the day before his medical exam, he tested positive for coke. So that's it for sports. We're ending with cocaine. Snowflame.
Hey, there have been a lot of random clown.
We have a question about it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Vince, do you have anything for video games? Because I have nothing.
Yeah, speaking of cocaine, I've only got one. Wasteland 3 will have multiplayer XCOM-style cinematic camera. It will be set, let's see, after several wildly successful Kickstarter campaigns, In Exile Entertainment is ready to launch its next project. The pitch for Wasteland 3, the sequel to Wasteland 2, is pretty ambitious. I guess they are going, a group of rangers called Team November is going to Colorado after the global nuclear apocalypse, and it's all snow.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm looking at screenshots of it, and it looks fucking good. So it's out. It's not Kickstarter. It's called Thunderclap if you want to give money to it, because it looks pretty fucking slick. So just give them your money.
Yeah, give them all your money.
Yes. That's all I got. Wasteland 3, baby.
It sounds like No Man's Sky.
No. No. No, the Wasteland 2 was pretty good, so.
Okay. All right.
Next.
Mr. Short. You said you have the Lady Gaga story. Do you have the Selena Gomez story?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll do that and then you can take over. Selena Gomez has checked into rehab. Apparently, she did this in early September. This is not for drugs or alcohol. This is to battle for depression and emotional issues.
Yeah, because like, she lets what's his name stick his dick in her.
Yeah,
yeah. It looks like she will be in there at least 90 days, if not longer. So, yeah, the Bieber got her.
Well, right. She's got a lupus too.
Yeah, that's I did read that. So,
I didn't hear about that either.
Yep. Your turn, Mr. Short.
Okay, Bob Dylan is releasing a 36-CD box set of his 1966 world tour. That's when he decided to go electric.
And you'll only be able to understand five words.
Yeah, it'll come out November 11th ahead wow. of the Christmas season.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. There's a... Bowie's art collection is going on view in New York ahead of the auction.
Hmm.
One of the pieces is set to sell for $3.3 to $4.6 million.
Holy Christ.
Yeah. So if you want to buy some Bowie art.
I imagine his art's better than Yoko Ono's.
Oh, I imagine. Anything's better than Yoko.
Hey.
That's true.
Hey, don't mess with Yoko.
She broke up the Ruddles. I mean, the Beatles.
Moth into Flame, the new track from Metallica. Yeah. It's awesome. I like it.
You're a homo.
Yeah.
Didn't they perform it on...
Yes.
Colbert?
Colbert?
Yeah, I don't watch him, so...
Yeah, late night. I don't know. In one of them shows.
Yeah.
I really like the new track. I like both of them. Mr. Oizo has a new 15-track album out.
I saw you posted this.
Did you watch the video?
Yes.
It's fucking weird.
Well, it's an Oizo. Of course it is.
Yeah. Lady Gaga is going to be the headliner for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh. That nobody's going to watch.
It'll be better than last year's.
I didn't watch it. Who was there last year?
It was Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Coldplay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then, well, that's depressing.
Yeah. Go team.
When I was searching for music news, this came up on every website I searched. Apparently, Margot Robbie likes metal.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really care, but it was like every website I was looking at.
Bullshit.
Yeah, she said she likes Slipknot and some other people. I don't really care.
Yeah, no, bullshit. She does not.
She probably doesn't.
Now, if she said she headbangs the death clock, then okay, maybe.
Yeah, she's hardcore, like... fucking metal.
Yeah, can you see her sitting next to Will Smith in one of the movie interview things and just starts going mermaid.
Yeah,
bullshit, she don't like any of that shit.
Yeah,
she's a Stevie Wonder type of gal.
Yeah, she seems like a Michael Bolton person.
Oh, Michael Bolton.
You know, steel bars.
You have the same name as the singer.
Oh. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
That would be her response to Michael Bolton.
And the last thing I have is Korn has a new album coming out with a song featuring Corey Taylor. I listened to the song and it's not great.
I wondered. I heard something about it.
I listened to it yesterday, and it's just not very good.
Well, Korn would stop trying to be Faith No More.
They don't really sound like they're trying to be Faith No More anymore. It's just noise, kind of, now.
Oh, that's nice, right?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, just in silence.
Yeah.
All that's right. Good. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Go. Keep going.
That's all I got. Not a whole lot going on in music.
So that's it. That means it's time for Song of the Week. We are starting back up the contest again.
Yay.
So get your guesses into inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com or at inconclusivepod on Twitter. This week's song, I want artist and movie from soundtrack. So Vince put a song in here. Mm-hmm. Note.
What? What's going on?
Are you outside? I hear a bird.
I think it's a dog.
It could be me. I got flocks of birds around the undisclosed location. Vince, this is where you put Song of the Week.
All right.
Doesn't need no opera. Here for the operation. We don't need a bigger knife. Cause we got guns. We got guns. We got guns.
We got guns.
We got guns. You better run.
Love. Hey, it's Mike from The Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Newman, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on rantemradio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. You can go get our stuff at turnbucklethrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, geekliferadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Sport hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audioboo, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at shiningwizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
Yep.
Yay.
All right, we're back. So what do you want to do? Top 10 or fan casting?
Yep.
Good answer. Top 10 list. For favorite forgotten movies or TV shows. These are shows you liked but haven't seen in a long time. I came up with this list since I haven't had internet or anything for a month. Started going through all my DVDs and stuff. I was like, oh, I love this movie, but I haven't seen it in forever. That'll make a good top 10. So, Mr. Short, what is your number 10?
Mine's all TV shows. So, okay. I went with Home Improvement for number 10.
Oh, that's a really good show.
That is a good show.
Yeah.
My Vince? Turn?
Yep.
Flight of the Navigator.
Yes.
Oh, I love that movie. That's a good one. I hope they never remake it.
I had heard that they were.
Probably. Or they were trying to.
Yeah.
But, all right. My number 10 TV show, Trippin' the Rift.
That's awesome.
For anybody, it used to be on Sci-Fi late night.
Yeah.
Because it was more adult than anything they ever showed. So, love that early computer generated. Are you getting a bomber flying over, or what's going on here?
Yeah, there's an airplane flying outside. That's really quiet to me, but you know.
Yeah, that mic picks up everything.
I guess.
That's why you're gonna have to fucking insulate your room.
I did put some insulation up.
Did you?
Yeah.
You had a soundproof, it turned into a murder room. I mean a recording studio.
I mean wait what?
Wait what? This is a broadcast or nothing. Number 9, Mr. Short.
Muppet Babies.
I can see that, yeah.
That's funny.
Vince?
Repo Man.
That's... I haven't seen that in forever.
I haven't either.
All right, my number 9. Jim Rockford and the Rockford Files.
It was on MeTV there for a while, wasn't it?
I think so. But yeah, I love Jim Rockford. That's one of the best shows I ever came out with. So, all right, number 8.
Erie, Indiana.
Yes. I love that show.
I have that.
Do you?
Yeah, on DVD.
Oh, that's cool.
Every season.
It was a good show.
Vince?
Starman, the TV series.
You don't mean the Jeff Bridges?
No, not the movie.
Not the movie.
No, the TV series. I like the series.
Yeah. My number 8, The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Winnie Cooper. That's all you really need to say about it.
Wow, that was loud.
He's like, breathing heavy, so
I'd like to hit that shit 9 ways to Sunday.
I'd still do it now, too.
Yeah, I would.
Even so, she's a math genius. But
well, she can do shit in her head while I'm plowing her.
There you go. That's classy. All right, number 7, Mr. Short.
Dinosaurs.
Not the mama.
Yeah.
That was one of the saddest endings to a TV series ever.
Well, we kind of saw it coming, though.
Yeah.
We knew the ending.
Yeah.
But Jim Henson, they like to, like, make endings miserable for their shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All that shit was really dark.
Yeah. All right. Venture number 7.
Tales from the Dark Side.
Yes.
Yes. Fantastic.
That shit was freaky as hell, man.
I loved it. All right. My number 7, I'm getting into a movie here. Would you like to play a game? War Games.
War Games.
Yes. Matthew Broderick. I believe this was after Ferris Bueller.
No, it was before.
Was it before?
Yeah.
But,
I think that was. I think they did War Games in 83.
That sounds right. Yeah. But, yep. Love that movie. All right. Number 6, Mr. Short.
Perfect Strangers.
Oh, Cousin Larry.
Oh, Jesus.
So good. So stupid, but so good. All right, Vince, your number 6?
Ice Pirates.
Really?
I love that movie.
I know.
Who doesn't?
I don't. Anybody that's ever seen it probably will love it. Yeah. You just got to find people that've seen it.
Yeah, and people that want to actually spend money on it.
Yeah, that's true. My number 6. I have to throw a Bruce Campbell movie in here, so I went with Bubba Ho-Tep.
Nice.
They made me this color. All right, number 5.
Empty Nest.
That was the
it was a sitcom.
Yes.
I don't
remember. It had the dog was named Dreyfus.
Yes.
And Joey Zuzu was the horny neighbor.
Yes. Yep.
And I want to say Richard Mulligan, but that's not right.
Yeah, the dad or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
He was a doctor and he had the hillbilly nurse and then he had the black nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's on TV down here a lot. So
was Jim J. Bullock in that?
No.
Okay. I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah. All right. What's your number 5 there, Vince?
Let's see. My number 5 is... Oh, shit. Where'd it go? My list just popped up. What the fuck? Videodrome.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yes. It was Blondie.
Yeah. Deborah Harry.
Yeah. That movie freaked me out as a kid.
That was a good show, though. I haven't seen that in forever.
All right. My number 5, Eastern Promises. This is the Viggo Mortensen Russian mob movie. Really good movie. I don't think a lot of people have seen, but it's really good. All right. Number 4.
Mr. Belvedere.
Wow.
Wesley.
Yeah.
Hello, Wesley. You want to sit on my lap and
play with me crumpets? Play with me crumpets. Vince, what's your 4?
Max Headroom.
That's fantastic. I've seen that forever.
I know.
I just remember he did Pepsi commercials at, yeah.
Coke.
Oh, yeah, it was Coke. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. My number four, one of Vince's favorite TV shows. I don't know if it's on his list. Millennium.
Oh, it's not. It's, damn it. It didn't make the list, but God damn, that's a good one.
Lance Hendrickson.
That episode where he's in the, or they're in the bar and they're demons telling stories.
Yes. Which almost was a takeoff of a Neil Gaiman story from Sandman.
Yeah.
They're in the diner. But yeah.
God damn it.
Millennium is fantastic. If anybody can find that on DVD, buy the whole series. It's well worth the money.
Yes, it is.
All right. Number three, Mr. Short.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen anything in a long time.
The good old ones.
Yeah.
Not the weird new ones.
Yeah, where they kill themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I think most of the people, if I had to compare people that live down here to Looney Tunes characters, you remember Speedy Gonzalez?
Yes.
You remember his worthless cousin Slowpoke Rodriguez?
Yeah.
That's everybody down here.
Oh, Justin awesome. Moved to Mexico.
I would be king if I did that. But no. All right. Vince, what's your number three?
Scanners.
The yeah. head explosion.
Man, I just want to make people's heads explode.
Yeah. My number three, I have to throw a Wahlberg in here. Shooter.
Nice.
I love that movie. All right. Number two.
Alf.
The last episode, he gets captured and they leave it at that.
Yeah, and then Willie goes on to touch kids. So
yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Melmac, wasn't that the planet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, venture number two.
The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
Yes.
Across the Eighth Dimension.
I cannot wait for the series. I'm so happy.
I know. I am too.
That's fantastic. My number two is a movie. I don't think a lot of people have seen it, but it is very appropriate for the times we are living in. PCU. Great all-star cast, including George Clinton.
Nice.
Jon Favreau before he went to ruin all your Disney hopes.
P-Funk was in that too. It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeremy Piven and David Spade playing his best role he only knows, which is stuck up white guy.
You know, we should really bring back the term cause head.
Yes.
Because there's so many cause heads.
Yes. Oh, that's a great movie. I have it on, I found it on double feature at Walmart. It was that and Airheads. And I was like, PCU and Airheads for $5? Yes, please.
Take my money.
All right, Mr. Short, you're number one.
Mama's Family.
Jesus Christ.
It's on all the time down here.
And the TV doesn't have to be on.
Yeah, stick your head out. All right, Vince, you're number one.
The greatest American hero.
Oh, you're walking on air.
Yeah, I am walking on air. I never thought I could be so free.
Nice.
I still say one of the best TV themes of all time. Oh, yeah. Greatest American hero.
For real.
My number one, British mob movie, Rock and Rolla.
That's awesome.
It's such a great ensemble cast. So, but... yeah, that's one of the first ones I found when I was digging through my DVDs. I was like, oh, I forgot I even had this. So, all right. That takes us to our fan casting this week. And I just decided, screw it. We're going to do Batman bad guys. So, bat villains. Our list is the Joker, the Riddler, Catwoman, the Penguin, Bane, Two-Face, Talon, Talia and Ra's al Ghul, Poison Ivy, then I had to throw in a weird one, Bruno from The Dark Knight Returns, who Mr. Short had to ask, yes, that's the one with swastika boobs. So,
do I know?
And now I have Vince's attention.
There's like three different Brunos.
Yeah, it's Swastika Boobs is the one I was going with here. So.
Ba-ding, you got my attention.
Yeah. But, all right. Who is your Joker, Mr. Short?
Crispin Glover.
God damn, that's good.
That's fucking beautiful.
That really works, and he may come up later in my list.
God damn. I went with Bruce Campbell.
As the Joker?
Yes.
And then, did anybody see the season premiere of Ash vs. Evil Dead?
No.
No.
Watch it, because it's just him and Xena killing shit. It's amazing. It's so good. But so he is your Joker.
Yes.
All right. For my Joker, Adrian Brody.
I could see that.
I kind of went heavy hitters on mine, so I think he could pull off a Joker. So, all right. The Riddler.
Hugh Laurie.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's really good. I like that. Vince?
Ben Fransham.
Okay.
He's from Ash vs. the Evil Dead. He's from New Zealand. He looks kind of creepy.
Yeah.
He was in What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know which one you're talking about. For my Riddler, I went with the former Doctor Who, David Tennant.
It's not bad.
I think he could really pull that off.
So. Yeah, that is pretty good.
All right. Your Catwoman.
I went with Emily Blunt.
Oh. Yeah, I think that noise just pretty much sums that up, yeah.
That's so nice.
Vince?
Indiana Evans.
Why do I know that name?
She was in the Blue Lagoon.
Okay, she was
Home and Away.
Yep.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is. Okay, for my Catwoman, I went with Haley Bennett. She was in The Equalizer and Hardcore Henry, and she was just in Magnificent Seven.
Bennett? Hell, yep. I think she broke it.
Exactly. That joke is terrible.
Yeah, but, I know.
All right, so who is your Penguin?
Joe Pesci.
Oh, that's so good. And he just beat people with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
That is good.
Vince?
Jack Black.
Ah.
It's not awful.
It's not awful. I think Gotham has really cast Penguin really well.
Yeah.
But for my remake, I went with Toby Jones. You know him from, he was in one of the Harry Potter movies.
That narrows it down.
He was Dr. Zola in Winter Soldier. Hold on, I'm trying to... He's the voice of Dobby from Harry Potter.
Oh.
And, he's a smaller type of guy. And he's the voice of Dobby the house elf. So, he's my Penguin. So, all right, that takes us to Bane.
I have Edgar Ramirez.
Who?
Edgar Ramirez.
He's from the Bourne movie.
Oh.
He was in one Bourne movie and one of the Titans movies. Yeah, he played Ares in Wrath of the Titans.
Hmm.
So. Okay, Vince.
Jason Statham.
I can see it. I went with Liev Schreiber.
Yeah.
So, okay. Two-Face.
Two-Face. I got Garrett Dillahunt.
Yes. He would, put him in everything.
Yes.
Make him do things.
Make him do things. That's a good pick. Vince?
Mike Edward.
Now you're just making people up.
No. He's New Zealand actor. He's big.
Wow. Yes, he is. I just pulled him up. He was in I Survived a Zombie Holocaust.
Yes.
And he's Carson. He's El Jefe on Carson on Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Yes.
Okay. This is where I put Crispin Glover as my Two-Face.
That'd be good.
Because he can play normal, and then he can play normal Crispin Glover. So.
We should just make Crispin Glover every character.
He could do it. And Val Kilmer has to be back as Batman. So.
Sure.
That'll work. Mm-hmm. All right. Talon.
I put Mark Wahlberg.
It fits. It actually fits. So, Vince?
The Rock.
Okay.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's still on.
Wow.
It sure is.
I just, you know, the eye rolls are worse now because I'm imagining them in my head.
Yeah. Yes, they are. All right. For my Talon, I went with Gerard Butler.
That's good.
So that takes us to Talia and Ra's al Ghul.
I got Eva Green.
Yeah, for everything.
Yeah. And Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh. Him as Ra's would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's really, really, really well. Vince?
I've got for Talia, Dana DeLorenzo.
Okay.
And Mike Estes.
That's not bad.
That's yeah. Mike looks like a fucking hard ass.
Yeah. That's really good picks. For Talia, I got whatever that was. I have
sound like a motorcycle.
Yeah, yeah. A goddamn motorcycle.
For Talia, I have Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
And for Ra's, I have Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yep. All right, Poison Ivy.
Jessica Chastain.
Oh, oh my.
I'm writing a note down, get the Sulu drop.
What?
I'm getting the Sulu oh my drop.
Oh,
so
oh
my. So I figure out how to do sound effects. All right, Vince.
Samara Weaving.
Is Skeets masturbating?
No, he's scratching and it's his collar.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
She was in in?
Look how pretty she is.
Heather in Ash vs. Evil Dead. Yeah. Somebody was watching Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Shh. But she's so pretty.
She is. Yeah, put red hair on her. And you're going to have to put red hair on mine because I went with Alice Eve. So
she's so pretty too.
Yeah, she is. All right, so that takes us to Bruno Swastika Boobs.
I got Caitlyn Jenner.
Good night, folks. It doesn't get any better. Best pick ever.
Oh, I don't have nothing. Damn.
Just figure out a dude with boobs.
Vince goes with Brigitte Nielsen.
I go, yes, Brigitte Nielsen, yes. Perfect.
Because I went with Olga Kurylenko from, she was Mother Russia in the Kick-Ass movies.
Yes.
So, all right. So that was our fan casting and top 10 list. It is time for your listener questions.
Dun, dun, dun.
Could a Jedi use the Force to lift Thor's hammer?
Hmm. Well, I would say no, because it doesn't take strength.
Right.
That's you have kinda, to be that's, worthy.
That's where I was leaning too, yeah.
Yeah, but a Jedi, by default, should be worthy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. That's one of those... That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure. All right, next question. What is with all the creepy clown sightings starting up again? Do you think because Halloween is close?
It's just because people are stupid.
Absolutely, and somebody's going to get shot.
Yeah, we talked about this at work, and I'm surprised that nobody has gotten shot yet.
It's going to happen because I've heard a couple people have been stabbed. Like, people are they're putting on the clown mask and stabbing people. So, yep, somebody's going to get shot.
Yeah, it's one thing to just scare people around Halloween time, but to be doing stupid shit.
You're gonna die.
Yeah. If one person does something stupid in a clown suit, everybody's gonna think everybody in a clown suit is gonna do something stupid, and they're gonna shoot you. So yeah, fucking stop it.
It's like rainbows. They're all fags.
Or that.
Wait, what?
I mean, wait, what?
That makes as much sense as, like, during a discussion about the weather going, you know, the stocks are down.
Fucking gorillas.
What? Did you hear about the monkey? That's really what I want to know.
No, you said everyone who looks like a clown is bad. They're going to associate with being bad. Like a rainbow is associated with.
Okay. You have to explain it. Just get remember it? Episode title, Clown Lives Matter.
Clown.
There you go.
So
dirty Googles.
I saw a meme about that on Reddit. It said everybody's gonna be like Clown Lives Matter.
Oh really?
Yeah. Nice. It said as soon as a clown gets shot, everybody's gonna say Clown Lives Matter.
Well, I'm writing that down as episode title.
Oh my.
All right. Favorite games from the PS2, Xbox, GameCube era.
Time Splitters for PS2.
That was fantastic. Yeah.
Need for Speed.
Yeah.
That's like the only game I played on PS2.
I'll go with, I got to throw a wrestling game in there. So SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. Crash Bandicoot. I'll throw for PS2. But yeah, I didn't. Oh, Final Fantasy VII. So.
No.
Okay, fine. 8.
Rejected.
Yeah, absolutely not.
All right. Next question. If you are a one person loyal to one system, okay? Like you're an Xbox guy or you're a PlayStation guy. If you had a competitor system, what made you get rid of it? Was it the lack of games, the lack of time to play it? Would you ever go back to them?
I used to have a PS2, and then I sold it, and then I bought a Xbox 360, but I only bought the Xbox 360 because most of the people I knew were on the Xbox network, so.
Yeah, that's primarily how I...
See, I've never had an Xbox. I've always been PlayStation guy, so. Have you ever had any of the infamous system malfunctions? The PS2's blue disc read error, the PS3's yellow light of death, or the 360's red ring of death?
We had a mumble power outage.
Yeah, that ain't no shit.
Yeah, I had the red ring.
Did you?
Yeah, like 3 times.
I always had the blue disc can't read for PlayStation. Which was fantastic.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I never really had any problems with mine.
Not yet.
I don't have one now.
Smartass. All right. It's the 20th anniversary of N64. What are some of your favorite games?
Mario 64.
Hell yeah.
Yep. GoldenEye.
Wasn't that where Mario Kart started?
No. Mario Kart was Super NES.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm stupid.
No Mercy and there's another wrestling game I can't think of. Off the top of my head, I can't remember it, but No Mercy was one of the best wrestling games ever.
Mario Party?
Yeah, that was on there, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
I love Donkey Kong Country. Rare, baby.
Yep. But, okay.
Okay.
Give us some of your favorite memes. You the Man Now, dogs, online animation, web move, vines, all that. What are some of your favorite things? I'll go with the one that has now been classified as a hate symbol, which is the...
Pepe.
Pepe. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Anti-Defamation League has now declared Pepe a hate symbol. Yeah. Just like a swastika.
But they can't do anything about those goddamn clowns.
Exactly, yeah. But, I don't know, memes are...
I like the kid standing in front of the microwave.
Yeah, poor little bastard.
Those are always pretty funny.
I like the finger puppet.
Yeah,
finger puppet.
What's the one, the little girl standing outside the house fire?
Oh, yeah, and she's got that creepy look on her face.
Yeah. Like, I told them there were spiders or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Vines, I don't really watch a lot of Vines.
I like the scare Vines.
Like jump scares?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like being scared, so I don't do that.
I think it's funny. It's like the people that shit themselves or pee themselves or something.
Yeah, nobody wants to see a fat guy do that, so I don't watch them.
Yeah, because we see fat people do that all the time anyway, so.
Yeah, we did work at Walmart.
Yes. So. Yeah, thank you. No. Yeah.
All right, next question. Why is the NFL so obsessed with having one of our games overseas? This is in the Colts played, I believe it was Jacksonville this morning, over in England. Do you think they're planning on relaunching the NFL Europe teams with this? Should they bring it back? Why are they obsessed?
Money.
The London Sissy Nannies.
It's a market they want to exploit. They're not going to bring back NFL Europe. I'm sorry. They're not going to bring it back.
She's very upset by that.
Yes. The XFL has a better chance of coming back than NFL Europe. So,
John Bon Jovi.
I'm sorry to break this to you.
John Bon Jovi.
John, I love the Arena League. If the NFL is so bent on playing games in another country, then why don't they do what the NBA and other pro sports do and make teams in Canada and other nearby countries?
Well, I think that's what they're trying to do.
If you say football in Mexico, it's not the same thing. Plus, the cartels would end up running the teams, and it'd be like the Patriots. Canada, yeah. I think they want to move, or they were talking about the Bills playing some of their games in Toronto, like a split season a couple of years ago, but that kind of fell through. They would like a team in Toronto, so I could see that happening. Vince, this next question is for you.
Awesome.
How does Rick get out of intergalactic prison if you are writing season 3?
Oh, shit.
Oh, it'll be crazy.
I don't know. Yeah. How the hell. I honestly, I don't even know.
He's going to have something in his butt.
Yeah.
that's exactly what I was thinking, and that's sad.
Like he shits out of Morty.
Morty, you're in my pocket. Pocket Mortys. We'll make money. Yeah.
Anal Mortys. Mm.
That's terrible.
That's not, yeah.
Okay, next question. The three of you are kidnapped by a gang of homosexual Puerto Ricans.
Tony.
Yes, it was.
Well, imagine that.
Each of you is assigned a task to perform for the group to procure your release. Who is Senor Culo, Senor Manos, and Senor Boca? So who is ass, hand, and mouth? I call hand.
I call ass.
What?
Hey, I'm not going to stick that thing in my mouth.
You stick it on your butt.
Well, I don't have to taste it.
Oh, there you go. Sorry, short.
That's fine, I guess. I'm the shortest.
They can put a beer on your head.
No, you're like Puerto Rican height, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, that's cold.
But is it true?
Yes.
Well, then, No.
Everybody knows there's 8-foot Puerto Ricans. All right. Does the NBA, Major League Baseball, or NHL host games in other countries? I know they have teams in Canada, but do they do international series like the NFL does? Baseball has the Blue Jays. Basketball has the Raptors. NHL basically is Canada. So, but they don't do like international series. Okay, Vince, this is a good one for you. What is the worst kids movie ever?
Garbage Pail Kids. That was a really bad movie.
That was bad, yeah. That was bad. Short, you got any for the worst kids movie ever?
I don't know.
He-Man.
Quiet you. I'll say Old Yeller.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Where the Red Fern Grows. anything Pixar? Toy Story 2?
Word.
Yeah, Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3. The first 15 minutes of Up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
House Party.
Nice.
And he worked Kid and Play into the show.
Debbie Does Dallas.
The Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, God. All right. Last question.
Thank God.
What are your thoughts on the debate?
Didn't watch it.
Didn't watch it. I looked at some highlights on Reddit.
Yeah, I was watching wrestling, and in between the stream, when wrestling would go to commercial, the stream would go to the debate. And man, she got so many softball questions.
Yeah,
it's like it's fitting you're a lesbian because you're getting softball questions. I mean, it's just
do you like kitties?
Yeah.
Yes. Why are you such a racist, Trump?
Yeah, exactly. But I did like the line about him. He'll release his tax return when she releases the emails.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I thought that was a good line. The debates really didn't do nothing to switch your opinion. You know, if you're a Hillary person, you're still a Hillary person. If you're a Trump person, you're still a Trump person. If you're like the rest of us, you know we're fucked. So,
well, did you see where he was selling goods to Cuba?
No, really?
Yeah, they caught him doing that, so.
Did they catch her selling guns to the Syrians?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay, did they report it and actually, yeah. But,
yeah, no. I know where you're going.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah, it was, they kind of played it safe, and then everybody was bitching about the moderator.
Oh, he was terrible.
Good. Yeah.
Here's what I want to see. If you're going to do a debate, don't have a journalist be the moderator.
Right.
Pick a normal voter, just a normal person, and have them sit down. Don't give them the questions beforehand. None of this prep stuff. And don't let them get away with bullshit answers.
Yeah.
And if you say you're giving them 2 minutes and they go over the 2 minutes, cut their microphone.
Yeah.
Real simple. That's how you do a debate.
Tell them, well, you didn't answer that fucking question, so.
Yeah. And then, okay, your next question is answer the question I asked before.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this until you, answer the question or you get mad and leave. So don't let them off on the simple stuff. Just, but that's why I don't run anything. So, all right, that's it for this week's show. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to the horse and buggy that killed my power. We do have an email. inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com is our email address. We are on Twitter @CyborgSumo, @inconclusivepod. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. There's also the group page. Go ahead and join. What else am I missing, guys?
Happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday, Tim. Not you, Short.
Not you.
Guy that'll probably get Song of the Week.
Yeah, yeah, no shit. You win nothing.
You win nothing except a happy birthday notice. But, yeah, answers for Song of the Week, send the email, sent to @inconclusivepod on Twitter. Next week, I don't know what we're going to cast, but we are top 10 next week. Songs or soundtracks from video games? Top 10.
Mario. That's all I'm going to have.
Let's see. Mario 1-1, Mario Underwater, Mario...
Oh, Jesus.
Mario when your timer goes under 100. Yeah.
Oh, Sonic. And maybe Tetris.
I always imagine Russians dancing and drinking.
You're a racist.
So?
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I don't care anymore. But I have to blend into my surroundings.
No shit.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Find it odd that I'm down here, the first week I'm down here, a bank in town gets robbed by a 5-foot black guy that walked away.
Wow.
I was like, oh, the shit just follows us everywhere we go.
Everybody was too busy scared staring at him.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
Somebody left you in too long, sir. You burnt. Yeah.
They call that a Negro up north.
Last time I saw one of them, Grandpappy had him. I'm not finishing that.
So. Wow.
But, all right. So that's it for this week. Thank you all for listening. Vince, take us home.
I got nothing. I'm sorry.
Butt sex.
Butt sex.